Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Colvin here on Audio Boo. Recently, I've sent up some audio regarding issues that I did have with Vodafone when trying to upgrade my phone and how I basically ended up going back to the Carphone Warehouse, who I did deal with for years and years. I was very loyal to them over the years, and then when Vodafone dumped them, basically, I went to Vodafone Direct back again. So I'm back to Carphone Warehouse for the next year or two anyway. But what I wanted to talk about was the phones that I did or I do have before me. I've had an iPhone 4S 16GB, not near enough nowadays. It seemed to be enough at the time, but there you go. Constantly battling with space inside. But I have to say, it's been a very dependable phone, and I actually love that iPhone 4S in black. And at the time, I bought a spec tough skin, the whole shooting shebang, the plastic backing case that the phone is held in, then you have the rubber outer case, and then you have the belt holster. I have to say, spec produced a fantastic PC equipment when they produced that. My phone has been dropped and bumped and ripped out the holster and all kinds of things, and never an issue. Phone has been protected very, very well. But it's not real about that, it's about the phone. So before me I have my iPhone 4S, which is going to be sold soon. What I did do is if you don't know, I upgraded through Vodafone at the end of my contract deal there earlier this month to an iPhone 5S, because I thought that's what I really needed. You know, I wanted to upgrade, and I thought the 5S would be the beastie for me. So I got a deal with them, and they did agree to upgrade from 16GB to 32GB for exactly the same money per month. No money up front, just an increase of a few pounds per month to get the new device. So the iPhone 4S, which is before me, snuggled between the iPhone 4S and the new device, which I'll tell you about now. When I got it, you know, the spec is excellent on it, without a doubt, and the reviews on the iPhone 5S are excellent. But what disappointed me about it was its physical format. It's the same width as the iPhone 4S, but it's just longer. And it just kind of, it felt weird, and it looked weird to me. It didn't look right, didn't feel right. I like that, the symmetry of, you know, length times width, or if you want, height times width. I like that kind of format. And the iPhone 4S just seemed to be skinny. Now, some people might say, well, you're just being pedantic about it, but I wasn't really. I mean, that's just my personal taste. Obviously, many other people have loved the iPhone 5S, but I just thought, no, all right, it's got great, great stuff, massive improvement on the 4S, but it's just been stretched, it's just longer. So I thought, nah. So I did a wee bit more studying, and I dropped in at a local mobile phone, or if you're in the States or Canada, cell phone store, run by a guy I do know, Jeff. And he sells and buys and stuff, and lots of spares, just a sole trader basically. And so the young guy in there didn't have a 4, but he had his own, a 6, he didn't have a 6, he had the 6 plus, his own 6 plus. So he let me have a wee look at that in my hands, he let me grab it, let me touch it, feel it, experience it. I thought it was brilliant, absolutely thought it was brilliant. But, it was just going to be too big for me for what I do. I'm very hands-on, I'm always doing something DIY, gardening. For example, at the moment I'm putting a brand new radiator on in the hall. The 4S is in its belt clip, or was in its belt clip on my side, and a 6 plus would just have been too big. I'd have broken it, simple as that, I'd have broken it. Plus I wanted something that could slip into a shirt pocket when I'm going out dressed, or in my casual wear, as they say. So I went for the 6, just the 6, the 4.7 inch screen. So I got that through Carphone Warehouse, so it's sitting here just now. And when I ordered it, I thought, well, let's be a wee bit adventurous, because normally I'm quite a staid guy when it comes to flashy colours and that. As I said, the iPhone 4S was black. The 5S is a slate grey. But when I saw the colours on the 6, I thought, I'm going to go for it big time. I'm going to go for the gold version. Right, so it came in the other day there. You can tell by the size of the box how much bigger it is. Actually, it's not that much bigger, but let's go there in a wee minute. When I took it out of the box, I was gobsmacked. Honestly, I think going back to when I first got the 4S from my older type phone at the time, I thought when the 4S came out of the box, I thought, wow, this is beautiful. Well, this is even more beautiful than that experience 2 years ago. It is stunning, absolutely stunning. It's so slim. It fits in my hand nicely. I've got fairly big hands for my height, so I can get my thumb right across, just about right across to the other side. Once a shell's on that or something, it won't do that, but I don't mind. But when I looked at the front with its white top and bottom finishing, and then you turn it round to the side and the back, and that gold just beams out of you. And it's such a classy looking phone. I suppose it's just as classy in any other colour. But the gold, super, super. Say 4.7 inch screen. But the way the glass, the front glass, chamfers away down to blend in with the sides, is a fantastic job. Going from this sort of a square edge cut off the 4S and the 5S, it's just a beautiful, beautiful phone. I mean, you could wear this phone. If you got a dummy one, you could just wear it, points a bit weight, and everybody would go, wow, look at that, because it is such a bloody classy phone. Anyway, and it's 64 gigabyte, and it's got all the latest stuff in it. I haven't had time to play with it. I can't even... I've put the new SIM card in, but I cannot activate at the moment because I have to send back the iPhone 5S. In fact, it's going back today. The package has arrived from Vodafone, the returns package, so the 5S is going back. Once they get it back in the warehouse, contact the department. They'll send me a text to say, we have received it and you can now request your pack number. I have to do that. Even though I'm sticking with Vodafone through Carphone Warehouse, I still need that pack number. So until that happens, I need to have a phone, working phone. So the 4S stays working and active at the moment. But it doesn't stop me from playing about with this iPhone 6. I can't stop looking at it. I know that sounds childish, but really. All the time for the past 2 days, I've looked at it, played with it, but never actually used it in anger, as they say, because the 4S is the one that's working all the time. Yes, of course, I can get my emails and do things like that, but I haven't used it as a phone yet. I've still to look at a lot of the features it's got. In fact, I may actually have a look at the keynote speech, which I did not watch. I've never watched it on the 6 or 6 Plus. So I need to do that and then just find out what kind of gimmicks and gizmos this device has. I have to say, I'm more than pleased. Disappointed with the 5S. Over the moon with the 6 in gold. Just set up. But it's just such a wonderful device in your hand. You know, just to hold. It's very, very slim. It's like an after 8 dinner mint, only very big after 8 dinner mint. simply stunning. Great screen on it. And, of course, Touch ID. See if I'll pick my thumb. I won't pick my thumb because I've still got the cover on it. I'm not taking the existing or the delivery cover, as it were. It comes from the factory with an oversleeve. I'm not taking that off until I get the SIM activated in the car, the phone's working as a proper phone. And then I'll take it off, and then I'll see what I'm doing with that. But anyway, I just have to say that I'm absolutely delighted with the 6. It's going to be a great phone for the next 2 years. And I'm looking out cases just now. Thing is, it's very difficult. If you go to the iPhone store now, I have £100, approximately £100 in the iPhone store and my Apple card. And every case that they've got for the 6 is either I can get cheaper elsewhere, much cheaper elsewhere, or they don't have the selection or the type of industrial let's say the industrial holder that I will need for when it goes into DIY mode, as it were. I've ordered a Spigen, is it crystal? Yeah, Spigen crystal clear case for the six. That's sort of for like for when I'm just going about normally, and crystal clear to show off the gold colours of the device. Yeah, sounds a wee bit childish, doesn't it, my age? But there you go. I'm not really not a show off, to be honest with you. It's more for my own vision. I'll probably grow out of that, by the way. I'd like to think so. Surely I'm old enough to grow out of that after 6 months. So I'm trying to find a similar spec case. I've contacted Spec. Spec do not make them anymore. They do not make these holster types at the moment anyway. They don't even make them for the 5S. So I've been in contact with them. I even got an email last night from the guy again, from Mike, from Spec, saying that no, they don't even make them for the 6, never mind the 5S. So they don't seem to have any intention to make them. I don't know why, it's crazy. Bloody good case. So I have to look around for an industrial one. I don't want to go around the road of the Defender, which is really bulky, or the Destroyer, or the Armageddon. I'm making these names up, by the way, but it's how companies describe their ultra tough, drive a tank over, drive a lawnmower over, protective cases. The only one I did really like the look of was the, oh my god, Lightproof. The Lightproof Nude, that's N-U-U-D, Nude. I guess, I don't know if that's a Dutch word or something, or German, for nude, as in naked, I don't know, but anyway, brilliant case. You can dive in and out of the water at the beach, lie about in the sand, go skiing, drop it in the snow, everything, and it will keep your iPhone utterly protected and bone dry. But problem with that is it's 80 quid, and it's a little bit pricey, and I really don't go skiing and I don't go diving into the water with iPhones, so I'm still looking. So there you go, iPhone 4S for 2 years, up to an iPhone 5S for 2 days, and for the past 2 days up to an iPhone 6, 4.7 inch, 64 gigabyte, super stunning, glittery, oh, go faster stripes device. Hopefully, if things go well with Vodafone and I get my pack code very quickly, in maybe a week to 2 weeks' time, I will only have one device left and I'll have some money back in my pocket from selling the iPhone 4S. Anyone interested? Let me know. It's in immaculate condition. And I never did put a screensaver or a protective screen on it. Never, ever. All I do is clean my device's screen every day, at least twice a day. And I've never had to put a protective screen on it whatsoever, and it's minted. That's about sales, but I'll put that on when I put it on eBay or wherever it comes to. Anyway, thanks for listening. I can't answer any questions about the 6, to be honest with you, unless it's kind of basic questions, because I really have not delved into it. What I do like about it is the slow-mo on it is superb. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Okay. Oh, Big Rick is live alone in the gym on Periscope. Wonder if I should join Rick in the gym. There you go. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye for now.